As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, November the 17th, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Good thing I've got it written down. Always with good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access that are in the Austin, Texas area. You can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, the big mo to me, 65647. A shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. A Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All that contact information and so much more can be found at the BecomeVocalLocal.com homepage and the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning still struggling to hold ground. Economic uncertainty, certainly, everywhere you can look. Seoul's G20, APEC, Yokohama, the La Paz Agreement. Well, we'll just see where the news takes us this morning. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report. As we love to do each and every day, getting started off with the markets, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That would be Eastern Daylight Time. We find gold trading up 30 cents. Yep, 30 cents. At $1,339.70 a troy ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $25.57. Platinum off $6 at $1,635. Palladium up $5 at $647. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a $15 spread in here. $1,330.30 for a low, $1,345.20 for a high. But at $1,339.70, which is no small shakes for gold, your gold is still up year to year, $198.80 an ounce for I can feel that one coming. Get in here and start talking, and everything comes loose. Anyway, 17.43% return on your investment. You know, just a week ago, we were looking at a 30% return on your investment, and we were pushing $298 an ounce. So we've had a major decline here in the gold market. Silver is considerably down. It was almost at $30 an ounce. Platinum was topping $1,700. Palladium was over $700. We've had a major reversal here in the gold and silver markets, all of the commodities, but it's just not spared there. It goes all the way across the board. There's major financial upheaval, and we'll talk about that right after this.
Hey. Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, even if we have to race across the paddock and leap into the saddle full stream. Anyway, my name is William Roberts. Of course, always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. Although we're light on solutions lately, things are pretty hairy out there in the economic world. And in the political world and the social world, things are pretty hairy all over the planet. So coming up with solutions at this time, of course, is a little bit challenging. But let's go back into our market report once again. As I was mentioning in the previous segment, where we find gold up 30 cents this morning. Of course, this is 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It'd be an hour ago. Gold up 30 cents at $1,339.70. Silver up 14 cents at $25.57. Platinum off $6 at $16.35. And palladium up 5 at $6.47. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $13.36.50, which is just about in the middle of this trading range that we've looked at here this morning. We've got a $15 spread going. The SPDR gold shares seemingly, and a little bit of a difference, but not enough to talk about, seemingly unchanged at 1,290.86 metric tons in their treasure chest, valued on the street at $56 billion. You know, some pretty deep hands, or pretty deep pockets and pretty big hands in this marketplace, but they're not the only ones that are involved in this, in the markets at this time. Lots and lots of people were buying on margins. They're holding their gold, shorts, you know, basically paper gold and whatnot in the COMEX. COMEX changed its, margin requirements things just started to unwind. Of course, coming out of the G20, that wasn't any good either. Lots of the discussion over there, QE2, that's a big flame across the planet. Ireland, the little pigs, the three little pigs, all these things are working together. In addition to the fact that our economy here is just absolutely in the toilet in this country. So all things considered, all of the different marketplaces are seemingly in decline. Now we're going to talk about a little couple of bright spots, but they're not really bright when you examine them closely. But again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 179 to 11,024, nearing that 11,000 mark again. And then from there, perhaps on down into the tens. The NASDAQ closed up 44 at 2470, and the S&P 500, excuse me, those are downs, and the S&P 500 was down 19. It was down all across the stocks that we cover every morning, too. Crude oil also down 49 cents at $81.85 a barrel this morning. The only thing that's up is just a tiny uptick in the U.S. dollar index, up 0.02% or 2 basis points at 79.23. The foreign exchange rates this morning, the contagion is going through all of this as well. The Canadian loonie down about 2 basis points at 97 cents against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso still at 8 cents U.S. The euro up just a fuzz. It's up 3 basis points at $1.35. The British pound up just a little bit at $1.59, and the Swiss franc is holding on dearly, trying to stay at parity with the U.S. dollar, up 23 basis points at $1.01. The bond market seems to be the place where most of the action is happening, where the two-year bond yield is 0.50 or 0.5%, which is very strong compared to where it's been for the two-year treasuries. The 10-year is at 2.85, which is also up considerably from where it was just a couple of weeks ago. The 30-year is up strong as well at 4.28. The 15-year, now we're going to go into the mortgages, in the fixed rate, 15-year mortgage is continues this move up, and they're not little moves. It's not a little point here, point there. This is big stuff. 3.75 a month ago jumps up to 3.94 this morning. That's going to make the price of these mortgages a lot higher for people out there that are trying to either refi or get a first mortgage. The 30-year fixed mortgage moves up from 4.39% a month ago to 4.55. Pretty big move. Prime rate stands at 3.25. Your gold to silver ratio is 52.38 ounces of silver to get you 1 ounce of gold. Jumping over and taking a look at the economics calendar this morning, see if we can make any sense out of this. Today's a fairly busy day, but tomorrow again, Thursdays always seem to be the big day. Tomorrow the jobless claims will be out, leading indicators, Philadelphia Fed, natural gas report, three-month bills, 6-month bills, 2-year notes, 5-year notes, 7-year notes, all of this, and then a bunch of talking heads in the afternoon with a money supply coming out late in the day. This morning, we've got the mortgage bankers applications report out. Let's go right there and get this. Now, again, the Mortgage Bankers Association compiles mortgage loan indexes, and the Purchase Applications Index measures applications at mortgage lenders. In other words, people go in and they say, hello, I'd like to get a loan. Fill these papers out and come back in 3 months. Anyway, here's the report. Purchase activity, after two prior weeks of strength, slowed in the November 12th week, down 5%, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. That's pretty steep, down 5%. Refinance activity fell 16.5%, and the Mortgage Bankers Association blamed the drops, especially for refinancing, to a surge in the rates, including an 18 basis point jump for the 30-year loans to an average of 4.46%. You can see this morning it's 4.55%, so this news is not going to be any better for the mortgage bankers either. But this is where we're going. As we continue to increase the percentage points on the mortgages, the 30-year and the 15-year, these are, and I'm only quoting the fixed rates. If you go out and look at all the adjustable rate mortgages out there, you'll see those rates being changed considerably as well. But as that happens, fewer and fewer people will be rushing into line and into their banks to take out a mortgage, and bankers will be having to look with a little bit more scrutiny at people's qualifications as well. Consumer price index, this comes out this morning as well. The month-to-month change is 2%. The CPI consumer price index, less food and energy, is flat virtually. Here's the highlight. The headline inflation worsened, but only marginally and less than forecast. You know, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and the boys at the Fed have been trying to create the impression that we're going to have inflation. They're looking for inflation. They're trying to project the positive, which would be positive for them, but not necessarily positive for you or I. I don't know if any of you are sitting out here just wringing your hankies waiting for more inflation, but I'm certainly not. But the headline inflation again worsened again, but only marginally and less than forecast. The overall consumer price index in October posted a 0.2% boost. That's not much, almost flat, following a 0.1% rise in September. So we're not seeing any, at least statistically, from the numbers that are being tracked and presented here, we're not seeing any major change, any increase in inflation. And that's not good for the money masters. The market consensus had expected a 0.4% boost for the latest month. Excluding food and energy, the consumer price inflation was unchanged for the third month in a row. All right? Analysts had projected a 0.1% rise for October. By major components, energy increased a strong 2.6%. Remember, it's the things that you need are the ones that are going to go up in price in this time period. The things you don't need are most likely to go down in price. And we're seeing that the energy costs are going up and up and up.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, taking a look at the Econoday website this morning, www.econoday.com, looking at the CPI report out. Again, by major components, energy increased a strong 2.6%, following a 0.7% boost in September. Most of the latest gain was from a 4.6% surge in gasoline prices. I don't know if you've noticed it, but I certainly have. You go out and buy some gasoline or diesel, I'm paying over $3 a gallon down here in southwest Missouri for diesel, and I'm not liking it. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 90% of the CPI increase came from the increase in gasoline. Food slowed to a 0.1% rise. That's virtually unnoticeable after gaining 0.3% the month before. Now, day before yesterday, or perhaps it was over the weekend, I pulled out my receipts, and I do keep receipts. I'm kind of one of those people, you know, shoeboxes full of all kinds of meaningless data. But anyway, I do keep my receipt. So I went back a year ago, and I took out representative, if you will, grocery receipts, and compared them across the board, the things that I typically restock in my larder, bread and butter and things like that, and coffee. Coffee was considerably up, but the bread, the same. I almost always buy the same brand. It's the best one that they offer at the store. The closest you could get to actually discerning it is bread. And that sort of stuff, jams, jellies, those sort of things. Anyway, all those prices are virtually unchanged year to year. I don't know why it keeps looking like I'm, you know, getting less food in the bags for more money. But the basics seem to be staying just about the same year to year. So inflation, at least in that regard, isn't so much. Continuing here, you come back. It says by components, energy was increased a strong 2.6%. And the ones that I haven't done, I haven't gone back and looked at the price of fuel. I haven't gone back to look at my energy bills, my utility bills, and see how that's worked out. But basically, things are pretty stable. One of the great advantages of living in southwest Missouri, of course, is that the cost of living here is reasonably low. It's not quite the same as you'd find in the city. Land is land values are fairly conservative, and the tax rates here on property taxes and personal property taxes and things like that are reasonably conservative. The sales tax, of course, is just as erratic and as wild from town to town, so you have to shop around, maybe go do your grocery purchases elsewhere. But overall, the cost of living here is considerably different. You go out and you start interacting with the cities, and look at the rents in cities and the cost of living there, and it's like going to the moon for me. Anyway, weaknesses in the core was led by declines in indexes for new vehicles, used cars and trucks, apparel, recreation, tobacco, etc. So again, the things that you really need right now are likely to go up in price or value or cost, and the things that you don't need are likely to go down. We'll see more about that, but we read yesterday that because of the increase in cost of cotton from the producer to the manufacturer, you're going to be looking for higher prices on garments coming up. Year-on-year overall CPI inflation firmed to a 1.2% seasonally adjusted from a 1.1% in September. Core rate in September slipped to 0.60. On the news, Treasury yields eased marginally. Again, the Treasury two-year this morning, 0.50. I don't see any easing there. Today's report corroborates the view by many at the Fed that inflation is too low. Okay, inflation is too low as the core has been flat for 3 months. Nonetheless, consumers are noticing higher gasoline prices and not noticing weak shelter costs. In other words, the cost of rent doesn't seem to be going up for most people. I know that people that I know closely, the rent property, are hesitant to raise prices because you don't want to suffer a vacancy at this time. If you've got a tenant installed that is actually paying their rent on time, you don't want to shake the tree. But other components in the core showing decline support the Fed's concern about price weakness in the economy, with lower-than-expected housing starts also out this morning. And let's just go to that lower-than-expected housing starts, and here it is. Home builders, again, off the Econo Day, home builders appear to be more pessimistic about the housing sector as housing starts drop significantly in October. Now, we had just a slight bump up in the last part of August and September. So where we should have or perhaps could have seen, you know, a strong housing sector all summer long, didn't happen, all right? And so all we've had is this little bump in the last part of August and the beginning of September. That means that whoever's out there that's actually building, they're building the only house that they're going to build for the year. Likely. And remember, we also talked about the article off of Bloomberg, I think it was on Monday, that there's a little bump up at Lowe's and some of the other places, and at the auto parts stores where people are hustling around, maybe they're buying a little bit of caulking before winter, maybe a little bit of insulation or some fix-up, maybe some last-minute landscape supplies to put their planting down for the winter, and getting another set of points and plugs and condenser and rotor and cap and all that for the jalopy to keep it going another winter as well. Maybe they're going to do their own oil changes and that'll top off their antifreeze. Anyway, we're moving into that season. By region, the decrease was led by a 30.5% drop in the West. That is substantial. Of course, out on the West, on the left coast there, the West Coast, most of the activity that's going on out there is by the bigger builders, you know. So you've got a lot of subdivision developers out there, and they're not building new subdivisions. And then the South was down 13.4%, so that's considerably off. The Northeast and the Midwest posted gains of 12.9%, so we have still having some activity out here in the hinterlands. It always takes the people in Missouri a couple of years to figure out what's happening on the coast. But up in the Northeast, they're posting gains of 12.9% and 1% respectively. Now, what does that mean? That in the Northeast, they're seeing about 12.9% increase. In the Midwest, it's about flat. But looking ahead, the outlook, they say here, is not so negative, but it's still soft. Permits edged up in October. I guess people are looking at maybe doing some construction over the winter, rising 0.2% after declining 4.2% in September. Overall, permits came in at an annualized rate of 0.550 million units. You do the math on that one. And are down 4.5% on a year-ago basis. The rebound was led by the single-family component, which was up 0.5%, while multifamily permits eased 0.7% due to continued concerns over excessive supply and potential additions from pending foreclosures. Home builders remain extremely cautious about new construction, with starts remaining near record lows. Okay, so that's all of that. Not a whole lot of news in the news basket this morning. So we're going to cover some other material that has been sent in by listeners during the balance of the broadcast, and look at some of the books and things that I've got stacked up on my desk here. But let's go into this. GE awards $55 million to 12 companies competing in a smart grid contest. I don't know if my listeners are wise enough this time to understand what the smart grid is and why we need to be concerned about it. But Rachel Lane and Christopher Martin, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, yesterday afternoon's news, General Electric awarded $55 million to a dozen closely held companies, these are small companies, all right? I wouldn't say that they're necessarily mom and pop, but they're not conglomerate yet. Closely held companies to speed updates to the global power grid and environmentally friendly products. So General Electric, just like British Petroleum, they're beyond petroleum. GE is so deep into all of this, and one would expect them to be there. They are an electric system. You know, they're electric, you know. So they're definitely in this system. But they want to speed up updates to the global power grid and the environmentally friendly projects. GE, all ahead full with the green energy. GE, green energy.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're going to see kind of more of a breakout of entrepreneurs all across the United States, around America, Canada, Mexico, and elsewhere as we move in and move forward in this time period, because it's going to be up to the entrepreneurs to bail us out of this one. It's not going to be something that's going to be done by government. Government can create jobs, but, of course, when they create jobs, it always comes out of your pocket and mine to pay the wages. Technology is recognized in the first round of the 10-week. Well, I wish I'd have seen this one. How come I didn't get a notice of this? Technology is recognized in the first round of the 10-week $200 million contest. Included energy storage, utility security, energy management software, and electric vehicle charging services, the Fairfield, Connecticut-based company said today in a statement. GE provided about $45 million of the funds. The remainder came from venture capital partners. Right, $200 million in a contest out there looking for new green products and smart grid technologies. Chief Executive Officer Jeffrey Immelt sought ideas in July to tap into what the Electric Power Research Institute estimates will be a $200 billion market for smart grid technologies. Look out. over the next decade. Smart grid. Coming to a toaster near you. Smart grid is a system of utility meters, software, and appliances that help electricity grids run more efficiently and cut energy consumption. GE projects the power grid technology market to reach $20 billion by 2015. Quote, we like the power of ideas brought forward, Immelt said. Probably paid $10,000 for that slogan. Anyway, Immelt said it today at an event in New York to announce the winners. Quote, we think this opportunity as a big company, we think this opportunity as a big company to work with small companies is only going to help us grow faster. Back in the 80s, I was involved with the JCs in Seattle. We put together the Entrepreneurs Fair. It was a real success, huge success, enormous success. A friend of mine, Howard, was his idea. He was deeply embedded with the C-First banking system. We put together this Entrepreneurs Fair and had just an absolute outpouring, a flood of interest and people that came and sponsored and shared, took the booths and things like that. Lots of really great speakers came in. But the whole idea, the concept of being an entrepreneur as opposed to being a wage slave, wow, what a difference. It's a completely different mindset. Climate Well AB, based in Stockholm, won in the efficient appliances category. Atlanta-based Joule X won for its network-based energy management systems for data centers. That's kind of troubling. Atlanta-based Joule, J-O-U-L-E-X, capital X there, one for its network-based energy management systems for data centers, and Solidigm of Milpitas, California, was recognized for its technology that electronically tints glass windows to conserve energy. Now, you know, you whip into the Walmart parking lot and walk away from your automobile, and maybe the windows will go black or something, or maybe they'll go to silver and reflect the glass, you know, reflect the sunlight off of the automobile window so your car doesn't heat up and spoil your milk while you're in the store. Solar power. Immelt said in an interview that he was intrigued by a solar-powered air conditioner made by Climate Well and said he sees some boutique products from the process. One of the 12 companies will likely be acquired and the rest will be partnerships, he said. Another five companies received $100,000 concept stage grants. In other words, they had it's like going to a science project for grown-ups, you know? It's like going to your local school and they have the science projects and all the young ones and wee ones figured out this and that and the other. They know how to make everything out of straws and, you know, whatever. I don't know if they still do that anymore. We used to have fun with that when I was growing up, trying to come up with some clever little thing, you know, and display it at a science fair. Well, anyway, these guys were getting $100,000 concept stage grants. Draw a good drawing and have a little bit of engineering behind it, and you might make yourself some money. GE's digital energy division, with about $2 billion in revenue, will continue to grow at about 20% plus annually, Immelt said. Most of the investment will be funneled through that division to spur revenue growth. For GE, smart grid growth will likely be through partnerships and investments rather than a large acquisition. GE invested last week in smart grid companies in China, Immelt said. Even without the U.S. providing specific regulations, private enterprise will move smart grids forward, he said. This is just pure private enterprise. This is going to save money for the consumer. And it continues, rather interesting article there on the Bloomberg website this morning. Not so interesting. Schwarzenegger thinks he's God once again. Schwarzenegger, regional leaders create an alliance to fight climate change. All right? Couldn't become the president of the United States. You know, great bodybuilder and fairly good actor. Always enjoyed his presence on the planet. But as governor for California, he's kind of stepping a little bit out of his line here. Kim Chipman writing this for Bloomberg. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and about 100 regional leaders, hate that when I hear that word, regional leaders, from around the world, formed an alliance. God, not another one. Aimed at fighting climate change and shifting to a global green economy, okay? This is the alert, folks. The group is called R20. R20. R20, by the way, is insulation that you would put in your attic, all right? R20. used it in floor spaces, really high insulation value, R20, but it's also Republicans, perhaps, or Reform, perhaps, 20, like Agenda 2020.
Yeah.
Include Schwarzenegger, a Republican, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle, a Democrat, and local officials from countries including Mexico, Canada, South Korea, G20, and Japan. According to an emailed release from Schwarzenegger's office yesterday, the coalition, and so we have an alliance, we have a multi-regional alliance coming up here out of APEC, it looks like, out of APEC and California. The coalition was created as negotiators from about 190 countries prepare to meet in Cancun, Mexico later this month. Keep our eyes peeled for that, and I will be. To debate terms for a new global climate change treaty. I mean, we can't get away from this, folks. Got to stay on top of it and keep saying no. Negotiators say the United Nations-led talks are unlikely to result in broad agreement because countries remain deadlocked over issues, and the U.S. has failed to set a cap on greenhouse gas pollution. Now, here's Schwarzenegger's statement. We can't afford to wait for national and international movement. All right? And just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he said, action is needed, and it's needed now. Right? Action. Needed now. Action. Global to local action plans. Very important. The program of action, you know, for sustainable development. Agenda 21. The regional leaders will strive to move beyond gridlock by helping public-private partnerships and accelerating development of clean energy initiatives, according to the news release. All right, so this is all just coming on us and at us. Here's another one, quickly. Farm economy. There's not much else in the news that I could find this morning of interest, but this one kind of piqued my attention. And again, this is not an article written by Bloomberg staff, apparently. There's no writers, no collaborative writing going on here, and there's no headline. But it just starts out and reads this way. The best second half for commodities in a generation. This could be an advertisement. An advert, you know. The best second half for commodities in a generation is pushing U.S. farm incomes and agricultural land prices toward record highs. Well, that's kind of a double-edged sword. You start pushing the agricultural land prices toward a record high, you've got a story there. One to look into. What is the deal with the record high agricultural land prices all around Missouri, southwest Missouri here? Most of the ground, and I'm not going to be, you know, overly generous, but I'll say most of the ground in the hill and holler land is just this virtually stony, almost barren, dry, brittle, scrub oak hill and holler stuff with, anytime you get a good downpour around here, you'll get flooding in the low, in the hollers, down in the bottom, in the draws. But up on the top, and basically it's a plateau. You know, this is the Ozark Plateau. And then it's been cut up by the last receding ice age. It's been cut up into all these little draws. And if you look at it from space, if you go up and look at it from Google Earth, it looks like a brain. It's so, you know, involved and cut up. But down in the hollers where I lived for 16 years, you know, you go out and look to the creek bottom and look, and you'd find the most incredible assortment of fossils. You know, the little trilobites and all that other stuff looked like some kind of a science project. But down there, you know, it lets you know that this whole area has been overlain by water for, you know, probably a considerable time. The limestone here is incredible, all right? I mean, this was an ocean at one time, so you always keep the boat tied to the back porch. You never know when things might go the bad for you. But land prices have gone out of sight. We'll pick that up right after this.
Talk
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, in summation, basically, unless you're growing shin splints, blisters, and bunions, you know, the ground around here sometimes leaves a lot to be desired, but you get up onto the plateaus, you know, and there's a little bit of soil mixed in with the stone-sized cobbles and rocks, you know. But it's to call it agricultural land, you really have something when you've got cropland in this part of the country. And there is some around. I have a friend that's trying to get rid of an organic soybean farm. Anybody wants to get into growing organic soybeans, give me an email, shoot me an email, bvlhost@centurytel.net. I'll put you together with a guy that's selling a big chunk of land, the real good land. But the article again comes back. It says the idea, the best second half for commodities in a generation is pushing U.S. farm incomes and agricultural land prices toward record highs. What happens when you start pushing land values towards record highs? You know, if all you're growing is rocks and scrub oak, you know, you need to be able to get have a ride on to get that ride off. The land prices go toward a record high. That only helps you out if you're actually thinking of selling. If you're not thinking of selling, if you're holding on to a centennial farm, or you're living on acreage, those higher land prices mean one thing and one thing only. It means higher taxes. So it's good for the county, but it's bad for the farmer. All right, it's good for the seller, but it's bad for the guy that lives there. it's not even all that good for a seller because it makes it really hard to move those pieces out. And I can tell you there's a whole gob and a bunch of land that's advertised on a regular basis for sale around here that's been on the market for years. Everybody wants to get on board, you know, and cash in on this, but, you know, $500 an acre for this kind of land is a little bit on the high side. That was 20 years ago. Today, they want a couple thousands of dollars an acre, and that makes it right out of the reach of most people. Of course, it makes it more desirable for the East Indians, the Hmong people, the people from China, and so on and so forth. While a 17% rise in the Thomson Reuters Jeffrey CRB index of 19 raw materials since the end of June reflects higher prices for all commodities. Wow, quite a statement. Agriculture led the biggest rally since 1972. You know, get in here and we start talking about the CPI and this and that. They always exclude farm labor. Why is that? Well, basically because the farm labor these days is done by the farmer and the farmeress and his sons and daughters. Cotton prices surged 76% to a record. Wheat jumped 48% and corn reached a two-year high. You know, wheat's made this huge climb this year, and they keep pointing over there to Russia. They had a little bit of a drought over there. They have less than 17% of the world's supply of wheat comes out of Russia. The rest of it comes from elsewhere, and yeah, wheat's jumped 48%. Why? Why? Corn reached a two-year high. Why is that? Well, largely it's for ethanol, all right? Green fuel. Why are cotton prices going up so high? Cotton prices surging 76%? Well, I guess if you're growing cotton and wheat and corn, you're doing pretty good. At a time when the U.S. jobless rate is 9.6% and home prices are weakening, this year's farm income may top the $87.3 billion reached in 2004. While cropland values will rise as much as 10%. Now, there's your real inflation. You see, you can buy an acre of ground for a quarter ounce of gold, you're doing just about right. You buy a 40 for an ounce of gold, you've done well, right? But those days are long behind us. You know, you get yourself a mule and 40 acres of ground and a hat and a plow, and you're ready to get going. A long time ago, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University and former advisor to the governments of the Ukraine and the Czech Republic, this guy here is Neil Harl, made that comment. The jump in commodities means more of the sales of Deere and Company tractors and Mosaic fertilizer. So now we know that this is a John Deere and a Mosaic Company advertisement. Trying to get people to rush out and buy their near green tractors. Not everybody's fond of John Deere. Some people like International Harvester just a whole lot better. And Mosaic Company. What's up with that? You know, Mosaic is a disease. It's like a rust on plants. But anyway, Mosaic Company fertilizer. It'll be a phenomenal year for farm income, quote, 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 said Michael Swanson, a Minneapolis-based senior economist at Wells Fargo & Company. So if you're in the city and you're thinking about getting out of the city, well, you just missed a phenomenal year for farm income. And if you really do, if you're really energetic and if you really do have, you know, your ideas set well, you can do quite well in this area. There was a fellow that came into this area not long ago, maybe 8 years ago or thereabouts, and he came and bought in a place and he planted an orchard. And since he planted that orchard, he's planted blueberry bushes and all manner and sundry of other things, and they've got kind of an organic orchard and berry farm going. And he sells corn and strawberries and all manner and sundry things, and you just drive along the highway there, and you can pull off in there, and you just get yourself a box of peaches right off the tree. Oh, my, pretty good stuff for those that like to do canning. But this fellow, you know, he's looking at the land and looking at the value of it. And if you're willing to work the land will help you out, you know. If you feed the land will feed you. If you starve the soil, let's starve yourself. And that's happened a lot of times. Around here, a lot of people just let the land go to grass, and then they put beeves on it, all right? Anyway, it'll be a phenomenal year for farm income, said Michael Swanson, a Minneapolis-based senior economist at Wells Fargo & Company, the largest U.S. agricultural lender. We're not going to rebuild inventories in 1 year. This will take several years. Farmers are already running flat out, and it'll take time for the supply to catch up with rising demand. Rising demand, what? For their products, obviously. The CRB index will rise another 30% this year, the most since Richard Nixon was president in 1973, said Michael Pinto, the economist at Euro-Pacific Capital 8, who forecast the commodities collapse in 2008.
and last year's rally in gold. Fighting deflation. The Federal Reserve is programmed to buy $600 billion of treasuries to fight deflation. Deflation should bolster prices and stimulate demand. You know, sustainable development is all about sustaining demand. Demand for environmental and developmental projects and products. Food prices jumped after the drought in Russia, parts of Europe, flooding in Canada, cold in China, damaged crops. Cotton rose 76. Now they're saying 77% this year. Its best performance since 1973. So before you go out there and turn 100 or 200 or 1,000 acres over to corn or cotton, understand that, it's been since 1973 since we've seen that kind of a return. Don't expect it to happen next year automatically. Wheat came up 31%. Soybeans was up 21%. That surge may not last beyond next year because farmers will respond to higher prices by planting more crops. Now, see, this is textbook economics. This goes back to we did a whole segment on economics, the new economic order. Remember that? Where we're sharing right out of the textbooks from the 40s and the 50s out of my library, college and high school level economics text, where this is the case. And it's always the case. If the farmers can make a lot of money on soybeans this year, inevitably they'll take all their profits and plow it right back into the ground, and they'll grow way the hell too damn many soybeans next year and wind up with a surplus and have to feed it to dogs. All right? That just seems to be the way it goes. And so that's where we started to come in with this idea of farm subsidies, subsidizing the farmers not to plant things. Hey, we've got a call over here. Let's do this and go right there. We've got 2 minutes to go. Let's go live. Good morning, caller. Do we have a caller on the line? And we had a caller on the line, but we don't have the caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and hang up on that. If you'd like to call in this morning, you're welcome to do so. It's 866-841-1065. We've got about 2 minutes left to go into this first hour of the broadcast. But back again, we look at this early economics textbooks, and this is exactly the paradigm. This is what the problem is in farming, agriculture in general. And when you can go out on your ground and actually plant a crop of some sort and take the yield out of it, your proceeds are, like I said, inevitably get plowed right back into it again. And so all of a sudden, everybody's in soybeans. Everybody's planting cotton. Everybody's doing tobacco because there's good money in it. But as soon as everybody rushes into the market, of course, the supply outstrips the demand, and then a lot of people are left, having to sell short. Continuing, investors may not be doing as well as farmers. The S&P GCSI total return, blah, 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 compared to blah, 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 just long stuff. The jump in agricultural prices probably will force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to increase its farm income and export forecast, said Iowa State's Harrell, who owns 1,000 acres of cropland. That's not all that much, but, there's 640 acres to a square mile, so he's holding just shy of 2 square miles of land. Harrell, who owns 1,000 acres of cropland, including some his family's owned since 1863. Now, of course, that's really interesting because that goes back to the land grant time. Well, we'll pick it up there on the other side and continue with hour number two. Your calls. You're welcome, folks. 866-841-1065.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We'll come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, simulcast as we are this hour and by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Of course, we're carried on TalkStream, TalkStream Live, and elsewhere, also up on Facebook. So there's lots of ways you can listen to the broadcast in the first hour of this morning's broadcast into a general basket of news, you know, just grousing around a little bit. Not a lot of really heavy-hitting news out there this morning. Some other stuff that we're going to talk about in a moment, but I want to finish this article out. And bring some current legislation to your attention, so you might want to have a pencil and paper handy, maybe make a call to your senator today. But the jump in agricultural prices will probably force the U.S. Department of Agriculture again to increase its farm income and export forecast, said this Iowa State Arl, who again owns 1,000 acres of cropland, including some his family has owned since 1863. Now, if by chance you do listen to Hal Anthony's Behind the Woodshed, where he opens a can of whoop-ass on these misbehaving, insane children and adolescents that run the planet these days, each and every Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time, noon o'clock Pacific, as he likes to say. But Hal Anthony really has the handle on this idea of the land grants and land patents, okay? And so this fellow here, Harl, who's made this report, has in his family property that dates back to 1863, which gets him right in the opportunity where he might actually have basically an in-holding on the continent here. It gives you incredible, you know, title, right, and interest in your property. The USDA is scheduled to release news estimates on November the 30th. Anyway, if you want to find out more about Hal Anthony and getting, you know, raising up your patent right on your property, you can get a hold of him at, what is it, what's his URL? It's, I'll think of it in a moment, come back to it, hopefully. But I always have it memorized, but I don't have it right now. But you can listen to his broadcast from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock on Sundays right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, one of our new hosts on the weekend lineup. The jump in agricultural prices, again, will probably force the U.S. Department of Agriculture to increase its farm income and export forecasts. Since August, when the USDA forecast a 24% jump in this year's farm income to $77.09 billion, corn prices paid to the farmers rose 37% on average, and soybeans gained 24%, government data showed them. Before you get out there and start, oh man, they're going to pull it all out for us. Well, no, not really. Agriculture accounts for 1%. 1%. Of the $14.3 trillion U.S. economy. You know, excess of 90% of our population used to live in the rural areas. Only 10% in the cities along the seaboards. In the big cities, places, you know, St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, and other places inland. Now it's completely reversed. You come out here, you know, as I said, the cost of living is pretty slight, but don't expect to come out and and find a Starbucks on every corner ain't going to happen. I'm lucky to find a Starbucks in any town, not just any corner. But, you know, your opportunities for enjoyment. I took my truck to a shop in Rocky Comfort, Missouri. A good mechanic over there, Dave Muttricks, did a good job for me. Got my truck started running again. But anyway, he's lamenting that a little town there, Rocky Comfort, which myself and others got together and saved from becoming incorporated, doesn't have much to offer. It's got a little community center and a place or a space for one or two, like a flea market and whatnot. But other than that, there's nothing there, and they even took the school out of there. So, yeah, living in small-town America is still a great place to live, but it's not going to be like the city life. So leave the city behind you when you come. But by all means, come look to find a little bit better air and better life. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back once again on our Wednesday, November the 17th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour of today's broadcast, call in numbers 866-841-1065. If you weigh in on any things that we're discussing, you're certainly welcome to do so today. It's kind of beating around the bush a little bit here, but as I was mentioning, you know, this idea of the agriculture, we're reading articles here, not to say that, you know, we're out in the Chicago board here and we're going to start talking about hog bellies at any time soon. But certainly, when you look at the, you know, living in the city, all of this economic turmoil coming down on you and at you, you know, you might consider to take a weekend trip and drive around a little bit, get out of town, get out of the city and go look. You know, it's like a picket fence all around this place with all the for sale signs, you know, so people are selling. They'd like to sell, but of course they don't have any money. Nobody around here has any money either. I don't know where this article's coming from, all this money being made in the country, because it doesn't always translate to reality. But if you have some shekels and you want to get out of your shackles of the city, you might take a look out. You know, it was during the Great Depression. There were people flooded out of the cities and back into the Ozarks. And a lot of the hillbillies, that's where they came from, you know, a lot of the hillbillies just toughed it out for the bad times, you know. Once you can get the city out of your mind, you find that you get down to the difference between needs and wants. You understand what you need as opposed to what you want. You know, you have to be careful now, the days, choose your county well. Make sure that you don't get involved with some municipality like I got goat roped into here by default. But make sure you don't get involved with some county that has a bunch of code nonsense to lay on the top of you or FEMA up and down your spine like, you know, a bunch of Hessian soldiers. But if you can get out and find yourself someplace that's a little bit more relaxed, you know, up northwest corner of Missouri might be a good look. And there's a lot of other places in this state. There's 114 counties. Certainly a few of them are still decent. And other places, northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma, you know, Kansas, Darlington, Nebraska. There's some other places around in the center and the heartland where you might be able to chill out for a couple of years, enjoy your life. You just kind of live without worrying about the depression. You know, scratch up. You're not going to leave 90% of the stuff that you got in the city because it'll be useless here and you're not going to have any place to store it when you get here. But if you can, you know, you might think about it. It could be an option. It might be a solution for you that will be a lasting solution. You might find that you like living in the country far more than you like living in the city. Anyway, back into the discussion. Here's a piece of news. Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Modernization Act. Thanks to our chatter diva putting this in the chat. It's in my, it's already on my browser, but I got an email overnight from one of our property rights groups nearby letting us know that today's the day. This thing might be on the bill, on the table for a vote. Maybe they've already voted on it, but Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Modernization Act, has been called the most dangerous bill in the history of the United States of America. It would grant the U.S. government new authority over the public's right to grow, trade, and transport any foods. And I know you've heard about this, but it's an important one. It's up on for a vote today in the Senate, so it's already passed the House. Don't let this thing go through the Senate. I'll be calling my senator, Mr. Bond, lame duck Bond, right after the broadcast. This would give Big Brother the power to regulate the tomato plants in your backyard. It would grant them the power to arrest and imprison people selling cucumbers at the farmer's market. It would criminalize the transporting of organic produce if you don't comply with the authoritarian rules of the federal government. Of course, we had Doreen Hans on with us, must have been almost a year ago, to discuss parts of this and other areas along the same line with NAIS. You know, they're coming against your food, folks. They're coming against the food. It will become the most offensive authority against the cultivation, trade, and consumption of food and agricultural products of one's choice. It will be unconstitutional and contrary to the natural law, if you like, the will of God. Dr. Shiv Chopra, careful there, Canada Health whistleblower, Chopra, I'm going to be very careful with that one, Shiv Chopra, I don't want to plug him. This tyrannical law puts all food production, yes, they say here, even the food produced in your own garden, under the authority of the Department of Homeland Security, the very same people running the TSA and its naked body scanner. This law would also give the U.S. government the power to arrest any backyard food producer as a felon for merely growing lettuce and selling it at a local farmer's market. It also sells out U.S. sovereignty over our own food supply by ceding to the authority of both the World Trade Organization and Codex Alimentarius. So it continues. It continues. It's up there. It's the Senate Bill 510. You might visit thomas.gov and then look up Senate bills and look up Senate Bill 510 and look at the calendar. But all you're doing all that looking, pick up the telephone and call your senator and senators and let them know that you're opposed to 510. You want it to die on the vine. Anyway, let's jump into some more news here. This is not really news. Well, this is news. Let's jump on to this one. Pick this article up. This was sent to us by one of our listeners overnight in regards to comments that I made yesterday on the broadcast. This article fills in the details quite well as soon as it loads, waiting for it to load, as regards to the Chinese. All right, here we go. Here's the article. And it goes this way. Has to do with General Motors. I made the comment yesterday, didn't have an article in front of me, but now I do. And this one, let's see if we can pick up the headline. Chinese is planned to buy a stake in General Motors. Automaker, other overseas purchasers are seen taking 16% of Americans' icon new share offering. So we bail out GM, give them a brand new face, and SAIC Motors comes out of China and steps into the picture here and wants to become a joint venture partner with GM. So you won't have to worry about driving a rice burner on the street anymore. Even if you're driving a General Motors product, you're still driving a rice burner. New York, in a sign of the changing fortunes of the world's top two economies, China's biggest automaker, SAIC Motor Corp, is negotiating to acquire a stake of about 1% in General Motors, worth about $500 million. So don't let it keep you awake at night. It's not a huge stake, a 1%er. The U.S. automaker is also prepared to sell more than $1 billion worth of shares to sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and Asia. So we might see the South Koreans, Abu Dhabi will come in, the Emirates, United Arab Emirates, they'll come in. They'll all be involved in this. The United States is up for sale. The for sale sign, you can see it from Google Earth. The U.S. automaker is also prepared again to sell more than $1 billion worth of shares to sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and Asia. Combined, the sales would give foreign investors roughly 16% of the shares to be sold next week under an initial public offering of stock and give them a stake of some 4% in the Detroit automaker. Of course, you've got to think about the plants that have been opened up by General Motors in China and see how this all works together to get a better understanding of the overall picture. The investment in GM by government-owned SAIC would be the latest in a string of deals giving Chinese companies stakes in big-name Western companies. We've talked about that before. As the creditor, holding nothing more than our trashy Federal Reserve notes that carry the toxic slime of a hidden hypothecation lien on everything that you purchase with them, trying to get rid of these toxic waste assets known as Federal Reserve notes, what would they do? They do the same thing that any intelligent creditor would do. They want to collateralize their debt. And so they come over here and they're looking for collateral, and General Motors looks good to China. And so they pick up a chunk of it. The U.S. Treasury has to walk a fine line. Attracting foreign investors will be a key to pulling off listings of this size. And of course, here in southwest Missouri, in Berry County, they're basically turning the whole county in an economic enterprise zone. Same thing happening out in Idaho, elsewhere, trying to bring in foreign companies to set up factories and manufacturers here, there, and everywhere. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So if you want to contact your senator today, you can go to congress.org, congress.org. Just type in your zip code in the box in the upper right-hand corner. Click on your senator's name and get their telephone number, or you can just simply call 202-224-3121. Tell them that you adamantly and vehemently oppose Senate Bill 510, and you hope that they'll use their common sense for once and maybe vote against it. Well, over on the whitehouse.gov website this morning, they've got several things up for this morning at the top of the list, the importance of equal pay for women. But before we go to equal pay for women, let's jump over to this one, moving ideas from the lab to the marketplace. Now, we saw that that was happening with the General Electric. And, of course, GE is just, you know, is deeply embedded in the White House as you could get. And so probably some of what we're hearing here from the White House blog is was carried over into that article. But this is Moving Ideas from the Lab to the Marketplace, posted by the Secretary Gary Locke on November the 16th. So this is yesterday. It continues, it says, innovation has always has and always will be America's global competitive advantage. Well, innovation. It is until we shared all of our technology with the rest of the world, and now we're like the tail at the end of the dog. Our ability to create products and services that help people around the world live healthier, wealthier, and more productive lives was a big reason why the 20th century was the American century. Yeah, well, the 21st century won't be ours unless we dig in and find that rugged individualism and self-reliance one more time. All right? That's just the way it is. Innovation is how we built the strongest middle class the world has ever seen, and it's a big part of how we're going to rebuild the American middle class here in the 21st century. I don't know, this guy probably does enough cocaine to, you know, run a business between his nostril hairs. Anyway, it begins with a commitment to research and development. That's true. And that you can do in your own garage, with or without a grant. The president's proposed 2011 budget, while freezing domestic discretionary spending overall, includes a 6% increase for R&D, with special attention given to emerging sectors like 21st century infrastructure and manufacturing, clean energy, and biotechnology. So they're going to have a healthy chunk here that's going to be given off to these people like Jeffrey Immelt and his, you know, little colloquy of entrepreneurs for clean energy and biotech. R&D is the only first step in the innovation process. The next step is to find an entrepreneur to take that kernel of an idea or invention and turn it into a new product or a new business. Now, in times past, It was the inventor or the projecteur that became the entrepreneur that made that connection and then went and found a mechanic, a good mechanic, and actually built that steam engine for me, please. Or that long-handled well pump or whatever it was that they came up with that made us so strong in the 20th century. All right? But, of course, now today you got all the middlemen and everybody else and you got your patent office and so on and so forth. At the Commerce Department, I set up a National Advisory Council on Innovation and Entrepreneurship made up of leading American innovators and entrepreneurs to help the federal government formulate policies that make it easier for us to move ideas from the lab to the marketplace. On such program is the inaugural something 16 challenge or something like that, a $12 million innovation competition administered by Commerce Economic Development Administration in partnership with the National Institutes of Health and the National Science Foundation. So everybody's running contests, apparently. And this one's $12 million that is being done by on tax dollars. The other one was being run by GE. Oh, it's the lowercase I-6 challenge. You might type that into your browser or just go up on www.whitehouse.gov, find it on the front page, click on this article. In the Philadelphia region, this includes partnerships between Innovation Works, Inc. and Carnegie Mellon University. Look out, here come the foundation, which will create the Agile Innovation System, to accelerate the commercialization of technologies being developed within the region's universities and small businesses. We're going to commercialize universities and small businesses. In the Pacific Northwest Seattle region, the Oregon The Oregon Translational Research and Drug Development. I should have said transnational, but it is translational. The Oregon Translational Research and Drug Development Institute and the Oregon Nanoscience and Microtechnologies Institute, the Seattle region, Pacific Northwest, and then they're talking all about Oregon. Now, let's go up with that. This will ensure that good ideas don't get lost in the dreaded valley of death, where promising inventions fail to make it into the marketplace because they can't get funding or aren't being commercialized by a qualified entrepreneur. So I guess they say it takes a qualified entrepreneur to commercialize it. Well, here's another way to commercialize things, too. This one up this morning, the importance of equal pay for women. Now, notice it doesn't say the importance of equal pay for equal work. What it does say is, however, is equal pay for women. Yesterday, I picked up my Wall Street Journal. This is by Terrell McSweeney. On November the 17th, 7 a.m., yesterday I picked up my Wall Street Journal and read an opinion piece on Washington's equal pay obsession, arguing that the Paycheck Fairness Act is unnecessary because, in a nutshell, women don't face rampant pay discrimination. Instead, the author asserted the wage gap exists because women are mothers. Well, there's some to that. Let's break this down. First, there's ample evidence that women, regardless of their parental status, do face pay discrimination. Yes, part of the wages gap is a result of occupational choices and other factors. No one denies that most economists agree, however, that no matter how many variables you control for an unexplained wage gap between men and women, it does persist. For example, and then it goes on and talks about women, wage discrimination is real, they say. So on continues. It says, just ask Lilly Ledbetter. Oh, my God, Lilly Ledbetter again. Good. I'm dropping it. Okay, they went to Lilly Ledbetter. We'll just pass on that. Equal pay for equal work, folks. Equal pay for equal work. So let's go over here and find out why we're getting stabbed so bad. This is the one I really wanted to cover this morning. Anyway, got this one in the mailbox last night from Vicki Davis. She sent me a link following up on yesterday's broadcast talking about the La Paz Agreement, which came up in discussion. But this is the North American Free Trade Agreement from a rather interesting website, the Encyclopedia of Environment and Society. Environment and Society. Interesting. In 1947, in the aftermath of World War II, 23 nations signed the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, GATT. G-A-T-T. Over time, the number of signatory nations grew, and by 1986, the year of GATT's eighth round of trade negotiations, known as the Uruguay Round, there were 75, including Mexico, which joined that year. In 1989, at a time when market-based, low-tariff trade of goods and services between countries was being touted as a driver of investment and economic growth. 1989, question in the chat room earlier today, was there any time when the economy was stable, flat, and, you know, everybody was doing okay? Well, 1989 wasn't a bad time. If you want to point someplace, you could point to 1989, at a time when market-based, low-tariff trade of goods and services between countries was being touted as a driver of investment and economic growth. Okay, market-based. Tariffs. Now, they can't talk about tariffs anymore because, oh, then you're a protectionist, right? And that's what came out of the Seoul G20. The United States and Canada negotiated between the U.S.-Canada Free Trade Agreement, the CFTA, all right? This is like the beginning of the end. Soon after, Mexico, then governed by newly elected neoliberal President Carlos Salinas de Gortari, signaled a strong interest in enlarging the U.S.-Canada agreement. This is where we get the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership agreement coming on us and at us. After 4 years of tripartite negotiations, the expanded North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, became law on January 1st of 1994, and it's been hell ever since.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So if you haven't visited the website of our intrepid researcher and frequent contributor and returning guest, Vicki Davis, you can find her website up on the internet at www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, where she sent me this little bit out of the very interesting Encyclopedia of Environmental Sciences, I think it is. Let me pull back it up again. Yeah, the Environment and Society, Encyclopedia of Environment and Society. Looks like an interesting website to peruse, no doubt about it. But again, back into this, we're looking at NAFTA. After 4 years of tripartite negotiations, expanded North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, we've already spoken of GATT, became law on January the 1st of 1994. As I said, everything went in hell in a handbasket since then, and it's only increasing speed like a bobsled going down the tube. Anyway, as a commercial treaty, all right, in this territories, in the state, in this state, and all of that other stuff, and laws, Uniform Commercial Code, and the rest of it, Commerce Act, everything's under commerce these days, including your hemorrhoids. NAFTA's goals were to remove tariffs and non-tariff barriers. Like I said, the undoing of this country, enhance fair competition, promote investment, protect intellectual property rights, institute practical procedures for resolving disputes, facilitate trilateral, regional, and multinational cooperation. What a mistake was made. But while the agreement itself was intended as an economic instrument, NAFTA's legacy may rest in its innovation in another domain, environmental protection. Prior to U.S. congressional approval, U.S. environmental groups, most of which initially resisted the accord, argued for institutional safeguards for the continent's environment, and especially the fragile, water-scarce U.S.-Mexico border region. That's why we have drinking stations placed all along the border to facilitate the migration from south to north as our country's infrastructure is bludgeoned, if you will, by the illegal alien. To placate this influential sector of civil society, the signatories agreed to soften the new potential environmental impacts of the expected growth in trade and economic activity by chartering three new environmental institutions. Now, see, they were all ready for this new growth in trade and economic activity. And the only economic activity that was really stimulated there was the inflow of drugs from the south and human capital resources, human resources. Can't overlook the human resources. They take care of all of the jobs that the Americans won't deal with, right? Anyway, the activity chartered by chartering three new environmental institutions, the Trinational, oh my goodness, Trilaterals, perhaps, the Trinational Commission for Environmental Cooperation, that would be the CEC, created through a side agreement. Again, yesterday what we were talking about, we're trying to figure out whether these agreements that get signed really have the force and effect of law, whether they're soft law, whether they're actually law, or whether they're not law, okay? Anyway, somebody doesn't realize I'm doing a broadcast. Probably a salesman. Created through a side agreement amending NAFTA. And two binational institutions, the Border Environment Cooperation Committee, or Commission, the BECC, and the North American Development Bank, the NAD Bank, negotiated between the United States and Mexico. This quote-unquote greening of a trade treaty was a novel idea in 1993, and it remains the most prominent instance of such a procedure, greening of a trade treaty. The new triad of the CEC, the BECC, and the NAD Bank was meant to fill significant lacunae in protecting the North American environment. Yeah, well, that's all working for us, right? Can't access the Bakken Shale, can't get into any of the natural gas. We seem to be prohibited from offshore oil drilling and any other thing that might promote self-reliance here, rugged individualism. In this, they joined a host of existing international institutions, treaties, organizations, and cooperative agreements. Of course, in 94, now that's just 2 years post the summit in Rio de Janeiro, which brought us to Agenda 21. The new triad again, blah, blah, blah. The new triad of CEC, BECC, and NAD Bank was meant to fill a significant lacunae in protecting the North American environment. In this, they joined a host of existing international institutions. What do we know about joining existing international institutions. In other words, it goes from global to local. We implement these global action plans, you know, and that's important. Hey, we've got a call on the line now that I've noticed it. Let's bring up there. Oh, let's see, Wayne in Florida. Now, wait a minute. Wayne is sometimes just listens. Let's see if Wayne is just listening this morning. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning. I am just listening this morning. If you keep me on hold, I appreciate it.
I certainly will. You just stay right there. Okay, so we'll let Wayne continue to listen to the broadcast on his phone. If you'd like to call in, folks, you're welcome to do so. Talking about NAFTA right now, talking about the La Paz Agreement. Anything that might be on your mind, certainly weigh in on that. Let me jump back over here. Got three computers running from me in front of me right now, and so it's kind of exciting. Anyway, back to the discussion. Most prominent among these are the International Boundary Commission, the IBC, created in 1889. Bet you didn't know that. I didn't. International Boundary Commission. And changed to the International Boundary and Water Commission, the IBWC, in 1944 to resolve boundary issues between the United States and Mexico. So this is an ongoing feud, basically. The International Joint Commission, the IJC, an analogous organization established in 1909 to deal with U.S. and Canadian water-related issues. That might be the Great Lakes and whatnot. The Colorado River Compact of 1922, which allocates use of that river and forms the basis of what has become known as the Law of the River. See, we have the Law of the Sea, now we have the Law of the River. The 1944 United States-Mexico Water Treaty, governing the Colorado, Rio Grande, and the Tijuana rivers. The 1983, and here it is, La Paz Agreement, or Reagan, de la Madrid Accord. I got that right. The first comprehensive environmental treaty between the United States and Mexico. So the La Paz Agreement, 1983, is an environmental treaty between the United States and Mexico. The Border 21 program, all right, and now we're into Agenda 21, 1996 to 2000. The Border 21 program, a binational cooperative work plan designed to implement the terms of the La Paz Agreement and Border 2012, the successor to Border 21. Among the three new institutions, the CEC was the only one that was officially part of NAFTA and is sometimes referred to as the NAFTA Environmental Commissions. I'm just adding new things to our list today. All right. Any new things to our understanding, new terms. Among the three new institutions, the CEC was the only one that was officially part of NAFTA and sometimes referred to as the NAFTA Environmental Commission, created under the North American Agreement for Environmental Cooperation, NAAEC. To address regional environmental concerns. You don't get to vote for any of this stuff, folks. No, this is all done administratively. All right? There's no vote here. This is the Soviet system. All of these unelected boards and councils. Joseph Stalin applied. This is the Goss Plan coming to America and a city near you. CEC operates via a secretariat based in Montreal, and is guided by three governmental advisory committees, three national advisory committees, and a tri-national joint public advisory committee, or a JPAC. Wow. Since 1994, CEC has addressed the state of the North American environment, the relation between trade and environment, and specific issues such as pollutant releases and registries and ecoregions. Now, there is some sense in here. There is some justification for the existence of these sorts of things. It's much the same as if you own a piece of ground and you have a river runs through it. Name of a book I really enjoyed, written a long time ago, about fly fishing, but this idea of a river that runs through or a creek that runs through your property. It comes onto your property at a specific point and it exits your property at a specific point, and the water that flows across it, you have certain riparian rights too. But the water that flows off of your property goes onto someone else's property, and the water that flows onto your property comes from someone else's property. And so you've got a real problem here if all three parties aren't working together. And it is a real problem. I've lived on property that had a creek that ran through it, joined a river or a year-round stream on the other side. And it is a real problem. Because if the people upstream pollute your water, then you aren't going to be able to go down on a hot summer afternoon and swim with comfort in that water. And you're correct. You're not going to be able to go down there and fish, you know, collect crawdaddies and things like that, or frogs or whatever, with the confidence that the water has, you know, not been contaminated. If the guy upstream decides he wants to mine gravel out of the creek, and he diverts the water to the point that it's non-existent, he takes away the water that you might have had mined for your stock. So when you go across borders and boundaries, water does matter. We'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we don't really want to underestimate, you know, the importance of water, and especially water that flows transnational from one nation to another, from one country to another. The water that flows from that other country into our country, let's say coming out of Canada into the United States, and waters that flow out of the United States into another country, say Mexico, for instance. All of these, this water needs to be respected from the standpoint that the downstream user has a reasonable expectation to enjoy the same kind and quality and quantity of water that they had before the upstream user started to get excited about using that water. For instance, if somebody decides to build a dam, all right? Let's say that some up in Canada, they have a boundary dam or a border dam, a boundary dam on one of the rivers, the Columbia or otherwise. And so they put in a dam. And then as far as water that they're going to release from behind their dam, they're just going to let a little trickle out. And so all of the downstreamers lose all of the irrigation and then the stock watering and all of the, you know, weather change that would come along with that. All those people are tragically impacted. And so there needs to be an understanding with all that. We talked about the big dam that was being built in China, hydroelectric dam that was being built in China and other places around the world. So there are legitimate discussions in all of this. You know, if we're going to believe and at least champion that my rights end where the rights of another begins, then the rights of the Canadians to blockade or use or utilize or restrict or pollute water that flows out of Canada into the United States, you know, their rights end where our rights begin, and that right is at the border. And so if you own your own property and you've got a river run through it, the idea is that the water that comes out of your off your neighbor's property needs to continue to come out from the same place that it came out previous to their interruption of it. In other words, the place where it comes onto your property needs to remain sacrosanct and is. They can't divert the source of, they can't divert the water away from you. Second, the person that's downstream from you, they have every reasonable expectation that the water is going to come off of your place in the same place that it's always come off of, and it's going to come off of your property in the same quantity and quality as it had prior to your use of the water. So it's kind of like a partnership. And so then you start getting into these green agendas where we have multi-jurisdictional watershed task forces. All right, and it just gets worse and worse and worse as it goes on. Anyway, you have a reasonable expectation, but unreasonable expectations need to be negotiated, and apparently that's what these things, the CECs and the other things, are all about. Let's continue. The Border Environment Cooperation Commission, the BECC, headquartered in Ciudad Juarez, Tijuana, and the North American Development Bank, the NAD Bank, based in San Antonio, Texas, were designed to operate in tandem to improve environmental infrastructure, especially with regard to water. In the U.S.-Mexico border region, designed as a zone 100 kilometers on each side of the boundary. And that, would, I think, is now known as the Maguiladora or something like that. Right? U.S.-Mexico border region, 100 kilometers on either side of the boundary. The BECC was to encourage needy border communities to submit proposals for projects and then certify those projects meeting the commission's criteria. NAD Bank, it doesn't say anything about the fantastically wealthy people, just only the needy communities. Anyway, NAD Bank's role was to facilitate financing, that is, provide loans for the development, execution, and operation of BEE-certified environmental infrastructures projects. BECC has been managed binationally, and until 2006, directed by a board comprising representatives of each government and then at-large community members. At-large community members. By its first year of operation, it had devised progressive criteria that required binationality, openness, and transparency. Oh, brother, more transparency. That's Glasnost, Perestroika deception. Anatoly Golitsyn, read the book. Openness and transparency, bottom-up operation, that's your grassroots to brassroots, right? Sure. With requirements for public participation at all levels, that would be your consensus meetings, and assurances of environmental and financial sustainability. Oh, my. That's Agenda 21. Although, by some accounts, the BECC process was initially slow, as of July of 2006, it had certified 113 border environmental infrastructure projects, a total investment valued at $2.5 billion. Not all these funds became available, however, they say parenthetically, affecting some 11 million residents. Like the BECC, NAD Bank is managed binationally, but its board prior to 2006 consisted of the Secretaries of the Treasury, External Affairs, and Environment of Mexico and the United States. When the bank was created, it was capitalized at up to $3 billion in financing. This is the idea of coming into it with international financial community grants and aid, et cetera, in the international financial community, with $2.55 billion in callable capital. What's this callable? Well, here in southwest Missouri, we have these regional councils of government, and from time to time, funds are available, made available, either from private sources or from state sources or from federal sources or from the international financial community. And the regional councils of governor open up their call window, okay? They got a window, and they throw the window open, and they go, sweep, sweep, come on, piggies, come on, get over here. Get that nose down in the trough, boy. And all the little piggies, the county commissioners, they all rush up there and get some of that free money. Free money, all right, in callable capital. $2.55 billion in callable capital and $450 million in paid-in capital. But needs for border environmental infrastructure were estimated to be far higher. And that's one of the problems with Agenda 21 when you're reading it, and I hope you do. I was informed yesterday by a good friend that he had a contact with the United Nations publications, www.unp.un.org, and whoever was contacting them was told by the United Nations that the Agenda 21 Program of Action for Sustainable Development out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992 in paperback, is out of print and not likely to come back into print. So I hope you've gotten taken the time and the money and gotten a copy of it. If not, you can check with Michael Shaw's freedomadvocates.org. You can find a hot link right on the Become Vocal Local webpage, or just go to freedomadvocates.org. And see if their bookstore still has a copy of it. If not, you might check with Dr. Stan at Radio Liberty. He sometimes has copies of Agenda 21, The Real Deal, as well. But they talk about all of this in that book. The bank also has administered $500 million in funds from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency through its Border Environment Infrastructure Fund. But while many residents benefited from the projects, the amounts expended remained well below the bank's initial capitalization. This is always a problem. They estimate this amount that they're going to need, you know. And they're such pie-in-the-sky, low-ball estimates, it makes you want to scratch your head. But with this great, grandiose, create-the-global-government scheme that they've envisioned with the Vision 2020 programs, you know, all they could do is get, you know, just basic ballpark numbers. But I added all those numbers up one time several years ago. And it was phenomenal, the amount of money they needed to bilk. It's no wonder they have to have the climate disruption tax globally, charging all, you for all of your inputs and outputs. But while many residents benefited from the projects, the amounts expended remained well below the bank's initial capitalization and far short of perceived needs. All right? So they get all this money, and they appropriate all this money, they stuff it in these banks, and then it somehow or another filters away into, I don't know, maybe Jorge Bush's own private account. That's how he bought the Hacienda Grande there in Uruguay or Paraguay or wherever his new rancho is. Doesn't seem to ever make it down to the little people. Thus, beginning in the late 1990s and accelerating in early 2001, during the first months of Jorge Bush and Vicente Fox administrations, many in Washington and Mexico City considered NADBANK to be unsuccessful, and the BECC, not the same as the BCCC, or whatever it was, the Bush family's crime cartel's money laundering bank, but less than optimally effective. In September of 2001, maybe that'd be around the 11th. In September of 2001, Presidents Jorge Bush and Vicente Fox agreed that, quote, immediate measures were necessary or needed to strengthen the performance of the bank and its sister commissions. In March of 2014, the whole world changed in September of 2001, September the 11th. Well, there's only a dribble drab left of this article. We're all out of time. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.